talking about that meme,
and it's not pretty.
GCN, can you get a board up on here to let me know whether or not we're on the air? This is Mark with Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Assuming we're on the air and it doesn't look good. 855-450-3733. Let's try this. Free Talk Live, this is Mark.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. GCN, are we live now? Excellent. Fine. All right. A little technical difficulties there getting started out. It's Mark and Free Talk Live with Sitting in with Daryl. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's a completely open line show, and you pick the topic. Of course, we'll pick topics in the meantime if you're not calling in, but we're happy to do it. And you can also go to freetalklive.com where you can upload show prep for the show. We have we have a completely interactive website as well as a completely interactive radio show, and you can upload stories or videos or blog posts or whatever you think's important. People will vote them up, vote them down. It's a great way to get your articles you think are important or stuff you've written seen by other folks. There's lots and lots of people that come to that website. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Let's go straight into the calls. Derek, we've got Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. Just listening to the podcast just a little bit ago, and wanted to respond a little bit to, I believe it was Brian from Grand Rapids who called in with a complaint about the NDAA, you know, on the possible indefinite detentions, but he was also talking about support for the military, and I don't know if he realizes that that actually represents a real big disconnect. I think Ian tried to say something, but it was almost like he couldn't hear you guys, so he just kept on talking. I don't think he realized that if this indefinite detention does happen, it's going to be under the purview of the military. It's going to be militarized indefinite detention.
Well, and that's even what the legislation states, is military detention.
Yeah, and this is a huge disconnect for the small government Republican types. I know, because I used to be one. I still vote, I'm still registered Republican, so I wouldn't claim not to be, but the idea that, government is incompetent, and, has improper incentives, and in some cases just downright evil, until you put an American flag patch on the side of their shoulder and then give them a gun. Because at that point, armed bureaucrats are holy bureaucrats, it seems, that many Republicans believe. And
except for armed IRS agents. The Republicans seem to be upset over that provision of the patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
They don't like that particular aspect, nor do they like the Department of Education has armed agents. The Department of Education. That's
well,
crazy.
That's to make sure that people don't carry guns on campus.
I guess. Ty?
Something a lot of people don't seem to realize is that whatever methods the feds use to try to control people abroad eventually comes back to be used against the general population in the U.S.
Exactly.
The modern surveillance state actually had its roots in the pacification methods used in the Philippines around the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, the United States government went out there and pacified some of the Muslim Filipinos out there. It was in a massacre.
Well, I'm talking about when Spanish Empire was falling, and the U.S. went in and said, we're going to free you Filipinos from this evil Spanish Empire, and then once they kicked out the Spaniards, they took over. The U.S. took over.
Yes.
This is around the dawn of the 20th century.
And, yeah.
And that's when the American Empire began to expand.
That's exactly right. That's when, once the U.S. spread from sea to shining sea, it then began to look, where else can we control? And that's, when the Spanish-American War occurred, and we got involved, the U.S. I wasn't even born at that time, but the U.S. got involved with Cuba teams at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard of, there's a real good book by a gentleman named Alfred W. McCoy. It's called Policing America's Empire, the United States, the Philippines, and the Rise of the Surveillance State, where he draws some very interesting parallels to what is happening right now in the Middle East, in Iraq and Afghanistan, with how the U.S. took over the Philippines.
And no, I'm not familiar with
it. The main point is that the methods that were used in the Philippines came back almost immediately, and they started using them against America. That was the beginning of the FBI and the J. Edgar Hoover stuff, you know. And now we see the same thing happening with the drones. The drones were being used or are being used overseas in the Middle East, and now they're starting to come into America.
Well, they're saying that now in the U.S. they're only going to be used at border crossings to make sure that people aren't illegally entering the country. But even before the Philippines, the American government was using a lot of those same techniques in Hawaii when they went in, overthrew the legitimate queen of Hawaii, set up a republic. That was the
daughter.
King.
The daughter of King Kamehameha. You're right.
I forget the name. Lily something another.
Lily Wokalani.
Yes. Overthrew the kingdom of Hawaii, set up a republic, and then said, "Oh well, you know what? We'll let you be a republic if that's what you want." But it wasn't the Hawaiian people that set up the republic. It was
the people who had gone
the
in.
The people that actually ran the Dole Pineapple Company at the time are the ones that set up the republic and then said, please annex us. And that's how Hawaii became a state.
And the sugarcane people, too.
Right. Yeah. And as I understand, the native population there refused to participate in the vote.
Right.
And so, basically, there was a vote for annexation, and if you didn't vote, you got annexed.
Actually, you're referring to the vote for statehood.
Okay.
Where they said anybody that's been in the country or in Hawaii, which was a territory at the time, anybody that's been in Hawaii for at least over a year and does not pledge allegiance to, you know, this former kingdom. Mm. So basically, all right, we're going to take a vote, but only the people in the military get to vote.
Only the white people.
Yeah, and very few natives. So it'd be like if right now we say, okay, we're going to give the Iraqi people a vote on statehood, but nobody that was loyal to Saddam Hussein gets to vote. And anybody that's been in the country over a year, which is basically the American military and those that are
diplomats and bureaucrats that happen to be there.
Yeah. Well, and the Iraqis that are now loyalists to the U.S. Sure. You're the only ones that get to vote. Of course the vote's going to come out 70-80% some odd in favor of statehood. Because it's only the loyalists that are getting to vote.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of people over, you know, native Hawaiians that want nothing to do with being a, you know, part of the United States.
There's actually a fairly large Hawaiian sovereignty movement.
Yeah, pretty large.
And they were able to occupy the Congress.
Congress actually apologized for illegally overthrowing Hawaii. Did you know that?
No, 1993. Was in 1993 on the 100th year anniversary.
Yeah, they actually apologized for it and admitted that they illegally overthrew it, and they used the U.S. Marines for the corporate interests to overthrow the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Of course, they didn't attempt to give it back.
Right.
I don't even know how you could give it back. At this point, you know, there's so many people that are so thoroughly invested that are of mixed heritage or, you know, completely Haole heritage or whatever.
Here's how you give it back. And, well, I'll tell you after the break.
Derek has some words of wisdom. Ty, thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the single toll-free call-in line on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Daryl. I was calling you Derek during the first segment. We have, two co-hosts, and one's named Daryl, one's named Derek, and that gets a little confusing sometimes. Sorry about that. 855-450-3733. So you were going to expound with some words of wisdom there, Daryl, but first I want to tell everybody about ManVentureOutpost.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, or maybe you are an outdoor enthusiast, you want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the best rates you can. ManVentureOutpost.com's got everything you need, and it's got them at stunningly low rates. Go check them out. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything you need. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL. So, I can't remember. Was it Hawaii? What was
I have a proposal for how to attempt to rectify the situation where the once sovereign nation of Hawaii was illegally overthrown by the U.S. government, and how to attempt to give them sovereignty once again, should they desire such. Here's what you do. And this could be used with every current territory of the U.S., every Indian tribe, or any other political designation that once was independent that might want to be again.
Okay.
You hold a two-step vote. You ask question one, and you could do these on the same ballot.
Okay.
Question one.
I was going to ask that.
Question one. And there's actually a bill in Congress right now that would do this for Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Question one.
I'm willing to claim any ethnicity at all in order to get some kind of independence from Washington, D.C.
Question one. Do you wish to change your status?
Okay.
Should a majority of voters on that day vote yes, then the results of question two would then immediately
kick in.
You know, might be like a 90-day takeover period. Question two would be, what status do you desire? So for Hawaii, which is currently a state, they would be given the option of territory, which I don't know why anyone would want.
Well, apparently Puerto Rico didn't want to move from territory to statehood.
I'll get into that in just a minute. Question two, what do you want? So territory, assuming for Hawaii.
They're already statehood.
They're already statehood, so they wouldn't have statehood as an option. It would be territory, independent, or independent and free association.
Okay.
Which is what Micronesia and a couple other Pacific nations.
American Samoa, maybe?
No, American Samoa is actually a territory.
Okay.
But Micronesia and I believe it's like Tuvalu or Palau, they once were territories. They're now independent, but they're in free association, which means that they rely on the American military for defense, the U.S. Post Office delivers their mail, and there are other benefits that they get from being in free association.
Does that mean they pay income tax?
They pay no taxes to the U.S. federal government because they're independent.
But they get military coverage?
Right.
Okay.
So basically, there's a treaty of, hey, we're only a country with 50,000 people. You'll provide our military for us and we'll do these other things. So anybody from Micronesia that wants to become an American citizen, they get fast-tracked because of the free association.
So people will often think that this not having a military thing is terrible for a country. But if you look at World War II, we've got 70 years of perspective now on World War II. What two countries in the world behind the United States have one of the largest economies? And it would be Japan and Germany.
Yeah.
These countries that are allowed to keep their militaries, like France and England and Australia, they're kind of floundering comparatively to these other countries. Why? Because they don't have to spend some giant portion of their budget on keeping up military.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not sure that that's an option that's really on the table for the United States, and the way that it's apparently the only thing the United States at this point is really exporting is bullets, things that go kapow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. I can see why people don't want to want the United States to downsize its military because of China and stuff like that. But the United States is spending.
Why do we have
$10 for every one that China is on its military?
Why do we have 50,000 troops still sitting in Germany?
It could be the Fourth Reich at any moment. Well, because they want to. Because they want to be that close,
right,
as close as possible to the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, now Russia. And Japan, I don't know.
There are literally 100,000 troops in Europe.
Oh, sure. Keep it Europe safe, as if the European countries don't have their own militaries.
Right.
I don't know.
We could very, and I, you know, the we, the United States could very easily go to a military similar to what Switzerland has, to where every able-bodied man between 18 and 65 who does not opt out for religious exemption is part of the militia.
Mm-hmm.
You train regularly. I forget exactly how long, but you know, nobody is active duty, and you only get called up in case of invasion, which doesn't happen to Switzerland.
I think their navy is probably pretty minuscule, and it's the U.S. Navy that tends to keep the, you know, supposed peace on the open seas. Not that they're doing that great of a job on the Horn of Africa right now. Apparently pirates are rampant over there. And
although apparently in Switzerland, people do line up and actually volunteer to go take care of military in Vatican, which is really weird that Switzerland...
It's the Swiss Guard.
Yeah, the Swiss Guard is the military force that guards Vatican City.
Have you seen the outfits they've got?
Actually reminds me of that weird funny hat that Ian wears.
It's bizarre stuff. It's multicolored.
Sort of a
things.
Rainbow sort of balloon pant.
Yeah.
Outfit in rainbow colors.
They also have like a halberd, which is this giant spike thing that was used for like dismounting.
I want to open carry one of those.
I don't know how you'd even bring it into a store. I mean, it's like 15 feet long.
I don't know, but I could just imagine the KPD. There's some guy open carrying a large spike looking object. Not really sure what we can cite him on.
Yeah, I don't. I imagine most police departments would be very surprised by what somebody carrying around a giant halberd. But I do have a story on the idea of privatizing pirate hunting over on the Horn of Africa. It's from the Voice of Russia, and you know, sometimes in order to get these interesting stories, one has to go to different locations. I'll be happy to expound upon it here shortly. Our number is 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about here on the Live Sunday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
But I've got an article here from, well, it's talking about whether or not fighting pirates should be privatized, and it's from the Voice of Russia, not an article, not a news source that we normally quote here on Free Talk Live. Not that I've got a problem with it. I don't know much about the Voice of Russia. I guess I've heard of them before. But, you know, sometimes to get these different ideas, you need to step out of the United States sort of news system paradigm in order to find different ideas. But first, if you run a website or a blog and you're looking to add a forum but won't compromise the privacy of your users, consider Plainboards.com. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants to start one. There's no installation necessary and no identification or logging in required. You can start your board in seconds. Add this new great feature of a forum to your website for your users and do it in seconds. You can protect their privacy with Plainboards.com. It's encrypted and secure. The gentleman that runs Plainboards, very, very interested in security. Plainboards.com. So, here from the Voice of Russia, several private insurance companies are planning to create a naval force of their own in order to protect cargo ships from pirates in the Indian Ocean. Now, I mean, I'm assuming that the reason that they want to protect shipping and the Indian Ocean is, A, there's a problem with pirates, and, B, whatever monopolistic government organization that has claimed that they are going to protect them on that area of water
has failed.
Yeah, is just not doing it well enough. Now, I don't understand, frankly, why they don't just arm these ships with water cannons. And, I mean, they've got water cannons that'll shoot water three-quarters of a mile, and that ought to take care of any old pirate ship out there. Just fill it full of water and
now, I believe that there is some kind of international law or, you know, some
against
treaty against merchant ships being able to possess weapons. Because
I think that's true, but now a water cannon isn't really a weapon.
It could be.
Okay.
just, you know, look back in, you know, the 1960s when they were using fire hoses against peaceful protesters.
Well, that's why they
so
claim
it could be used as a weapon.
I don't understand, but that's fine. I mean, you know, neither one of us maritime experts over here. I'd be interested in finding out why it is they're not going with that, because it seems a lot cheaper than putting out, I don't know, whatever it is they're intending to do. Some ship owners and experts are worried that this is only a way for these companies to earn more money. Good heavens. The author of this project calls it Convoy Escort Program, the first private squadron of ships consisting of 7 high-speed motorboats will appear in the northwest part of the Indian Ocean this summer. Later, another 11 boats will join them. There will be 4 sailors and 8 armed guards on each boat. The project's authors believe that that'll be quite enough to repel attacks from pirates who usually also use motorboats or fishing boats. The fleet is private. Its services will be for pay, namely $18,000 for 1 motorboat. And I guess that's going to be an escort. The project's initiators believe that this is a fair price. The project's authors claim that governments and international organizations are at present incapable of rebuffing the privates. And to a certain extent, this is true. So there's got some expert here in law says this is true, although the UN Security Council has adopted several decisions. Decisions. They kind of run around the boat and protect you. These decisions, they're dastardly little things, which I find quite well-grounded, aimed at unifying international laws to fight against piracy. A few practical steps have already been taken. The positions of various states on how to fight against piracy, mainly on how to finance the fleet used against pirates, are still quite contradictory. I believe the private initiative here may be helpful. So, you know, some experts, I guess, are less optimistic. They're skeptical about the very idea of a private fleet being used to protect cargo ships from pirates. Experts are worried that private companies are just trying to line their pockets by offering their services to cargo ships owners. I mean, somebody's gotta be out there with a boat with guns on it if a boat with guns on it is needed. Whether it's the taxpayers of the United States of America, really, what is our... I'm speaking of people in the United States who are, you know, what's our obligation to keep the Horn of Africa free of pirates?
I personally have no obligation to keep any area of ocean free from pirates.
If they're going to claim that I have an obligation to keep some area free from pirates, it would be that area that was within, say, 100 miles of the United States, right?
Actually, international waters begin at, I believe it's 12 nautical miles. So, 12,
but there's like fishing, you have like, there's like maritime fishing rules.
I don't think you even have any obligation to go outside of what's recognized as international waters.
I could
be incorrect on that.
So
maybe instead of hiring a private insurance company to do this, they should hire Brinks.
Do you think Brinks are
they could certainly, you know, find some boats somewhere because they're already in the, you know, protection industry.
Mm-hmm.
We protect your home when you're not there.
It's true.
So we protect your boat when you're going around the Horn of Africa.
Well, Brinks didn't do it. This company did. So I guess first to market really matters.
Right. I'm just saying. You know, because they're saying, well, this insurance company, they're just trying to make money. Well, all right.
Yes, anybody who's out there in the marketplace providing a service is trying to make some money.
My example of Brinks was they're already providing a similar service, you know, not your boat and not in the ocean. They're protecting your home when you're not there. So would there be the claim of they're just trying to make money if they were protecting merchant ships in the middle of the ocean?
I don't know why it is that they're claiming that. I mean, it seems a bizarre thing to claim. It's like people have a problem with other people making money. People who get paychecks for a living have a problem with people who want to go out and provide a good or a service for money.
Mark,
it's
you're
insane.
Only upset because you're trying to make money.
That's right. It's insane. I'm going to admit it right here on the air. Free Talk Live is a for-profit business, and we hope to make money. That's the reason that I don't know if it's the reason we do the show. The reason we do the show is because we love doing radio. But it's a nice way
it's
to make money.
It's certainly a reason to do the show.
It beats working for a living, I can tell you that.
Because having all of this nice equipment and not broadcasting to anyone doesn't really meet either objective.
Now, here's this guy says, a private company can hardly possess enough means to effectively fight against piracy. Even if it's a big company, its capacities most likely can hardly be compared with that of the United Forces of the entire world, as if the United Forces of the entire world are doing anything about piracy. It's been going on for years.
Hold on. As if the entire forces of the entire world are going after a single merchant ship.
It's insane.
So, okay, how many pirates are normally on one of these little motorboats that goes to attack a merchant? Okay, so 5 or 6 pirates attacking a boat, and we have, I believe it's 12 people on our little protection boat.
Yeah.
12 is greater than 5 or 6. It doesn't take a rock science to figure that out.
You know, a battleship a half a world away is of no value to you when the Somali pirates have taken over your boat.
Right.
I mean, he's
right. As long as you have more people than what they send to attack your vessel, you are adequately equipped to defend against pirates.
And this guy who says the private companies are only interested in earning money says that if the world's community was really interested in doing away with piracy, that it could be done in a moment. But the fact is that these governments and the bureaucrats that run these governments, surprise, surprise, Mr. Olszewski, are only interested in power and money. They're not even interested in providing you protection from piracy. Know how I know? They're not. 855-450-3733. If you think that some governmental agency is going to be better at fighting pirates, please call in and let me know who it is. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the #1 most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents.
PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls. It's an open lines current events program. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. Go check out freetalklive.com. There we have archives for you. Archives going back for more than 5 years for free. I don't know of any commercial radio program that makes its archives available to you in that fashion, but Free Talk Live does, because we want you to have that audio content if that's what you want. So if, you know, you're perhaps commuting, gardening, working out, whatever your reason for wanting more episodes of Free Talk Live, you can get them going back for 5 years. It's a lot of audio content. It's archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to Jim in Kalamazoo. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I just turned you on in my car and heard you talking about the Smith, the Mosh. I mean, I didn't get to hear your comments, but it piqued my interest because I've been following it on Facebook. And first, I'd like to just thank Representative Amash for how he handles his Facebook page, putting all his votes out there. And I would call on my Representative Fred Upton to do the same, because I can't get the same information out of him that I can get from Justin Amash. But, yeah, I just find
Jim,
it's...
Before you make your explanation, I just want to make it clear to everybody that Free Talk Live does 7 days a week, and some stations carry us delay broadcasts. So Jim's hearing an older episode of Free Talk Live, although you can call in and talk about whatever you want. So go right ahead, Jim.
All right. Anyway, just that Smith-Amash Amendment, I just find it incredulous that... We're not getting 100% support across the board from our representatives. I can't believe that would fail.
Now, can you
NDAA would pass? But
can you remind everybody what the Samash Amendment is?
Well, it's an amendment to the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which our Michigan representatives keep putting out.
Yep, 2012. There's one every year. Yep.
Right. So this will be the amendment to the 2013. NDAA, I guess, but yeah, it basically just exempts, I think it's all Americans, or actually, I guess any person arrested on U.S. soil.
Any soil claimed by the U.S. government, which would include, you know, all 50 states, District of Columbia, all the territories and possessions.
Several little clods of dirt floating around in the oceans. Yeah.
Yes.
Right, from all, basically from that indefinite detention and your right to attorney and all that stuff. So
that got shot down.
Yeah, I can't.
The day after a federal court judge ruled that
it was
those provisions were unconstitutional because they were illegally vague about who it actually applied to.
Right, right. So, and of course, my representative, Fred Upton, voted in the affirmative, or actually voted against that, voted in the affirmative for NDAA. Now, the frustrating thing is I've contacted him on his Facebook page, all this sort of thing. The only person that's willing to talk to me about it is Representative Amash himself from Grand Rapids, who's just north of where I'm at. And I can get him to talk to me all day long about it. But my own representative won't explain why he's voting the way he's voting for or against the Amash Amendment, but for NDAA. So I guess that's the frustrating thing to me.
Is your representative an incumbent?
Yes, he is.
And, you know, how long has he been in office?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's the early 80s. So
yep.
A long time.
This is the reason.
He's one of the old guard Republicans, definitely.
This is the reason, because incumbents have about 90-plus, I can't remember what.
93%.
93% re-election rate. So essentially all they have to do is continue to suck air into their lungs.
Fred Upton has been serving since 1987.
Pretty good.
Which means he was first elected in 86.
Jim did a great job with that then. And, you know, I mean, they don't have to serve. They simply live and they continue to be reelected.
And in most cases, the districts are so gerrymandered in their favor that their buddies in the state legislature are choosing the constituents for them instead of the constituents choosing a representative.
Yep, it's true.
Well, I'd really call on the constituents themselves to stop watching their favorite TV shows every night and just start paying a little bit of attention, even just a little bit of attention, I think, given to these races. I think we could unseat some of these guys. But the old dog Republicans, I think, are probably, in my opinion, just as much of a problem as any of the Democrats. But
you know, it's really frustrating to try to figure out how one fixes this system. And I, frankly, have given up. I mean, I'm just of the opinion.
I have a lot of proposals on how to fix the system.
Well, I mean, I say that what I say is let's amend the Constitution to say that we need, oh, say, 75% or 100% of the representatives to vote in the affirmative in order to pass a law.
Right.
I think that would be an effective way to get all the good laws passed and all the crappy ones not. Because
right.
There's a lot of these that pass by small margins.
Here's what they would do. They would put all of the crappy bills into one big giant bill.
Well, 46 of the states do not allow you to put two different proposals in.
But Congress does.
Yes, that's right.
And
right.
Jim, since you're listening to potentially a delayed broadcast, while I have you on the phone, I would like to make a book suggestion for you.
Sure.
Duopoly, How the Republicrats Control the Electoral Process.
Duopoly, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it's true. I mean, they're two sides of the same big government coin out there, the Republicans and the Democrats. I was a good Rush Republican up until somewhere in the 2000 to 2006 when I saw what a government full of Republicans does. And the fact is, it grows the government. I was surprised. You know, I'd heard that Reagan grew, that the government grew under Reagan, but it was easy for me to dismiss it and say,
because it was the Democrats.
It was Tip O'Neill's fault. But, you know, and I knew that the contract of America with America, well, you know, funny thing, they're not really getting all that stuff done. And then when they had the opportunity, they didn't get it done.
Well, and I think for me it was the disappointment with George Bush and, you know, things like the Patriot Act and that sort of thing.
Sure.
I got to the point where, you know, I realized we're getting a lot of promises in these campaigns. And then, you know, the second they take office, you know, we see a whole different side of them. So, you know, and I realized, you know, these Republicans that I've supported all of my voting life, which isn't that long, but, you know, a good 15 years or so, you know, we're just not getting what we're voting for. And I know if you really ask me, I'm doing a lot of reading in like the Federalist Papers and those sort of things. And, you know, I think we need to get back to people, in my opinion, I don't know what the going opinion is out there, but people like Ron Paul, Justin Amash, people like them.
Oh, yeah. Those are
I would suggest
patriot.
That you read the Anti-Federalist Papers.
No, they're out there.
Okay.
One thing that needs to be considered is that the Constitution is a piece of paper that was drawn up, but it was really, I mean, they were redrawing the Articles of Confederation, and
right,
then.
Right.
You know, they just kind of threw this Constitution out there and, you know, increased the scope of the government by a great deal. You know, John Jay and Alexander Hamilton, they just couldn't believe for a second that the Republic could exist without a centralized military. And I don't know whether it could or not. We'll never know.
Patrick Henry was actually invited to the Constitutional Convention, and he said, "I will not go. I smell a rat."
Right. Yep. Yeah, I remember him speaking. In fact, I just read a letter of his in the Federalist Papers that spoke out heavily against the Constitution. But yeah, I think it's just we need to get back to these true, I don't know, founding father patriots like what we have. But it's going to take people waking up and you know, stop watching their favorite program tonight.
With the current duopoly in existence, getting good people elected is very difficult.
Well, and I'd remind you that these founding fathers basically are the people that set this system up. Now, admittedly, the government was much smaller then. It hadn't had a chance to figure out all the cracks and crevices in the Constitution and all that time to grow. But I mean, I like Lysander Spooner's quote from the 1870s where he says either the Constitution has sanctioned all these intolerable acts or it's been powerless to prevent them. I mean, I used to be this constitutionalist guy out there, but frankly, I'm not a fan of the document anymore simply because we've had the document all along. And the fact is that it really gives appellate power to 9 people in black muumuus in Washington, D.C. and says whether or not they decide. What you and I read in the Constitution where it says the gold and silver shall be the currency for the states. Nope.
Right. And actually, the Constitution doesn't give the Supreme Court the right to overturn laws. The Supreme Court gave themselves that power.
They did, but they have appellate jurisdiction, and that's what they call it. That's how they decide to interpret it. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your call next.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.